All hits.
All hits.
All the time.
Number one love, Lord. Everybody else, they fall.
wonder if some program directors at the radio stations gonna show me some love and put me in rotation. Without having to dig deep into my pockets, I'm a hustler, but it still don't mean that I got it. I wonder if the streets gon' feel me, and if I get shot again, I wonder if God gon' heal me. I wonder if I'ma die before I get rich, cause I'm chasing the dream, and it's a fast son of a... I wonder if my girl really love me and thinks the world love me and put nobody else above me. I wonder if I'm living a lie and if them platinum plaques ain't nothing but mirages in the sky. I wonder if I'm realer than real, and in the heat of the moment, would I freeze instead of up in that steel? I wonder if I'm writing my last 16, and if so, press rewind so you can see what I mean. I wonder if
the streets is taking me under.
I wonder if God gon' punish me for trying to feed my family. This is real as it gets, G. I wonder if it's a cure for AIDS. I wonder if they lying to us and all along it was man-made. I wonder if they just trying to make a dollar, sacrifice a million blacks for one Rhodes Scholar. I wonder if the streets is watching from the corner of their eye, and if they ever gon' release T-Fly. I wonder if we in heaven or hell, and if I get down on the block again, hustling with they running tail. I wonder if we gotta sell our souls just to move a few units, ship platinum or gold. I wonder if they kill Cochran and Frank Mike, and if Hollywood be conspiring against Spike. I wonder if my peoples is cursed, and if not, why I feel so much pain in this one verse. I wonder if I'm destined to make it. I see opportunity that's at my front door, and I'ma take it. I wonder.
The streets is taking me under.
Gonna punish me for trying to feed my family. This is real as it gets. I wonder if the shy been blessed with raw talent in the industry for years, been settling for less. I wonder why the haters hate, and why you looking at my plate when I know that you done already ate. I wonder when I spit this flame, is the whole world gonna keep on asking me what's my name? I wonder if the game gonna flip, and if the public don't wanna hear no more of this gangster shit. I wonder if we bucking the trend, is Big Rap gon' get paid, or is he gon' be broke to the end? I wonder if my critics was right, and if I listen to everything they said, would I still see daylight? I wonder if my kids know I love them to death, and I'ma stay on the grind to my very last breath. I wonder if I shook a nuke, if so, then street politics be the last chapter in my book. I wonder.
The streets taking me under.
God gon' punish me for trying to feed my family. This is real as it gets, G. I wonder if God gon' punish me for trying to feed my family. This is real as it gets, G.
No one ever said You are now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays with Diva Mary Kay and Kay Black. Next on the show, Kay.
People, logic, loop, brain.
Trust me, please don't judge me.
In and out of her life, she always welcomed me back. She had low self-esteem, I'm trying to help her with that. The beautiful ones have the ugliest past. That's why she squeezed me to death when she be hugging my ass. Every time that we meet, our time is somewhat divided. I'm her counselor still, only one she confides in. Never leverage advantage, always kept me at arm reach. My back to the wall when she threw it upon me. Holy hand grenade when describing her physical. Not trying to be blasphemous, but that booty is biblical. Niggas broke 10 commandments to try to do it some damage. Lay waste the fortunes, even they kids famished. Split her sea of love just like Moses. My Mary Magdalene, a bed of thorns and roses. Lay swaddle her curves, she wanted me speechless. Said to you my savior, all I thought.
Trust me, please don't judge me. Feeling naughty, I know you don't love me. It'd be lovely if you come and touch me. Keep it secret, you know you can trust me. Please don't judge me.
Yo, straight from the hood, but she elegant. Frame out of this world, so y'all know the measurements. Sex appeal, kinda like the flow, effortless. A sweetheart, street smart, but she delicate. Keeping it real, ain't too many as bad as she. But I can't deal with shorty romantically. Cause thing is, baby girl has a family. So the fact that we creeping on evenings kinda saddens me. Cause she the type that just wanna be married happily. Try to make it work for the kids, but that apparently led to me cracking her spine, making her reminisce about the good life. White house with a picket fence. Bust it. She 35 and I'm 26. We the perfect combination of youth and experience. I keep her on call, but it's never serious. I know she using me to escape the prison she living in.
Feeling naughty, I know you don't love me. It'd be lovely if you come and touch me. Keep it secret, you know you can trust me. Please don't judge me. Feeling naughty, I know you don't love me. It'd be lovely if you come and touch me. Keep it secret, you know you can trust me. Please
My marriage on the rocks and girl, you so fuckable. Like my Claire Huxtable, Bonita Apple Bomb. My Lotus Flower Bomb, she got that ass from my mom's. Yep, yep, she give me the pussy, relieving my stress. And you know I put that dick up in her chest. I'm crushing from behind while she's screaming, you the best. We're faking like it's love, but it's really about the sex. Meanwhile, my wife be going through my text. I left my cell on lock, it's about to be some mess. Plus I got scratches on my back, hickeys on my neck. She smashed my Denali, my shit looking a wreck. Damn, damn, she called up shorty, said I had a fam. And that she been throwing ass to a married man. I grabbed my wife, I started pleading, she was just a friend. I felt weak, you gotta understand, damn.
Phenomenal Radio. Feel the music. More music in a way that you might not be prepared to deal with. Back to back and beat to beat. This is Phenomenal Radio. Your only hip-hop station, Phenomenal Radio. The other station, they're a beat off. This is Phenomenal Radio.
I'm a diva.
Na 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 diva is a female version of a hottie.
on my plane.
I'm not a diva. I'm not a diva.
This is a stick up. I need some bag. Got that money.
Stick up.
You see the mask. Where that money?
I'm not a diva. Is a female version of a
right now, I ain't even been to ring. Radio on the spot, on the grind.
Elvira said, can she get a refill? Welcome to the AM Indie Showcase. That's what I'm going to call this right now, or I'm going to call it a Diva Spot Radio AM Indie Mix. Big shout out to everybody that's on their way to school, everybody that's on their way to work. You know, Diva Spot going to tear it up for y'all and make sure y'all got some motivational music to get where y'all trying to go. But y'all can call us up if you got any requests, 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. I'm going to be playing all our hot tracks this morning. Y'all know how we get down. Make sure y'all follow us on Twitter at www.twitter.com/DivaSpotRadio and follow me on Twitter at www.twitter.com/DivaEbonyB. Let's go to the hotlines and get some love. Shout out to everybody that's taking the kids to school too. So I'm going to need you guys to make sure that your background is clear, you got the TVs off and everything before we get to your call. Let's see where we at. Big shout out to David too. 773.
Hey, what's going on, Denaya? How are you?
Hey, Denaya, what's going on, Queen? Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic.
I got a reminder. I was like, Diva Spot Radio during the day. Okay.
Yeah, I'm feeling in a great move. I said, let me do something on the AM. I would definitely want to be up and listen to hot music while I'm getting myself together. So I said, let me do something for the people. You got any
That's
requests?
Oh, my God. We need to say the song I was going to request. But have you played? Did you play Kano the Pyro, Last Hope yet?
What was the name of it again?
Kano the Pyro, Last Hope.
No, but I will get Kano the Pyro, Last Hope in here. And load it up so we can play it next. We'll play it in the next 15 minutes.
For sure. Yay.
You got any shout-outs before we get into some more music?
Definitely, definitely. Got to give a shout-out to the fam. That's about 360. They just dropped their music video yesterday called okay. Summer Living, and I'm actually in the video, so go check that out. It's really, really fun. They've been doing an amazing job, but love them. Star Sounds Inc., Gio, everybody. And, of course, my fam, Alicia Joseph from FaZe Events and Promotions. She is doing her thing, doing all these events, and just really, really, I'm incredibly proud of her. So.
Well, that's definitely
and shout out to
summer.
You for all of your support. Like, you are amazing, and you just give so much love to indie artists. So, if you're not following Diva Ebony B, what's wrong with y'all? Follow her now.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate that. You guys are now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio AM Indie Mix. Y'all make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. We're about to get into some Trey Lee. You guys got to remember Trey Lee was a pioneer. He made that song, Getting Everywhere Did My Crew Grow. But now he has a new song out called What's Missing. So we're going to get into it live right here on Diva Spot Radio AM Indie Music Mix. Let's go.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I gotta talk to these people, man. Talk to them, man. Some folks said I was finished, didn't think I had survived, homie. But not a blemish, not a scratch, ain't a spot on me. Cause I ain't been seen in a minute, that's a knock on me. Yet I'm still the best in the business, got some guap on it. Put your money down, ha. Y'all a bunch of clowns. Ha. May fool your fans, but I see through you like an ultrasound. It's me, Trey, so cut the stuntin' now, you frontin' now. It's funny how I'm still good in your hood that you don't come around. Well, if you're scared, then say you're scared, but I don't know what is it. Forgot your roots, burned some bridges, or they caught you snitching. It's been mentioned, ha. You ain't a bitch, then you got all the symptoms. It ain't cause of down, no, and no, it is not the system. You ain't moving units cause of your music, who you kidding? Yeah. And I'ma prove it with this movement that I'm the truth that I'm most missing. Yeah. That kids don't choose to listen to that garbage they condition. Yeah. So it's either getting cracking and rapping or back to pitching. That is more black than prison. Don't get me started, I say that for some other time. That's a whole nother rhyme. You must respect my grind, but I've amounted to phenomenal. Then went from rhyming to clients calling me counselor. Sorta like the wire, the hottest show on your monitor. Supplier of the fire that's too hot for thermometers. I'm way ahead of rappers by leaps, bounds, and kilometers. And this one's for them crackers and Uncle Tom that's discounted us. Cats talk reckless, but yet remain anonymous.
cause my name's synonymous with dominance. You should come paying homage to be honest, player. I'm a breathing monument in a game infested with a lot of prima donnas, man. Cats got stylists, choreographers, they modeling. And y'all don't see the problem, man. I guess cause I'm a product of when two turntables and a mic was the model, man. They started rhyming after 99. I don't follow them. In fact, I don't acknowledge them. It's the honorable, the incomparable, hold folk accountable, supporter of Obama TV, with a whole new flow, that soul food flow, that sticks to your abdominal, the kind of flow to make a child switch his idol or liable to cause church folks to have revival or liable to organize the people, cause I don't applaud nor promote a lifestyle most of us cannot afford. No, I am not the norm. No, I will not conform. No, is he that hot? Come on, he's on top, but not for long. While I was gone, hip hop was like the Cavs before they got LeBron. That's the realest shit I ever wrote. I feel like Pac reborn. Me a hater? Not at all. But I got the balls to say the genre's been a joke for years. And most of y'all are pawns while I remain a pioneer. The label made you soft. Using auto tunes on every song. Nigga, knock it off. Finally, people, a man with a mission. With a plan and a vision. And this is my premonition. I'm with Chris. I'm with Chris.
Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.
It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva Ebony B. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva Ebony B. Hey, Queen, what you do from? On the front line, Diva Ebony B.
Big shout out to S. Kali for making that banger for me. It's time to educate and regulate, y'all. Y'all know what time it is. We do this on Frontline Fridays, and tonight you're familiar with the educate and regulate session. But we're going to do it here on the Diva Spot AM Indie Mix, because I think education is very important. It's the food that we need every day. Ain't that right, Denia?
Oh, my God. Definitely.
So we're going to educate and regulate y'all on things in the music industry and outside the music industry, relevant topics that's going on. Of course, we need to know what's going on with our government, because that affects our country, that affects our livelihood, and I'm to definitely know. So I thought it was very interesting this morning. Of course, I'm sitting up having my Diva coffee and all that stuff like that. And shout out to Yahoo, because Yahoo always has some interesting topics, but I just think it's the Yahoo just, I don't know, it's just always full of information. But what I came by is the 10 creepiest cities in the country. And I'm like, hold on, the 10 creepiest cities in the country, and who decided to do a survey on the 10 creepiest cities in the country? But, of course, it was provided by the street. It was provided by the street, and it was done by Gerald Leslie. And the name of the magazine is The Street. Let me go ahead and mute you out tonight, because I know you want to move. My girl was always on the move. So, it says right here in this article here, it says the 10 cheapest cities in the country, not creepiest, cheapest cities in the country. So Cheapskates of the World Unite. You have nothing to lose but your spare change. The 10 cities below offer the lowest cost of living levels of some 300 communities surveyed each quarter by the Council for Community and Economic Research. It says these are parts of the country that are incredibly inexpensive. The Council Dean Frutis says prices there are a lot less than cost of living area like Manhattan. The Council volunteers help complies cost of living figures for various cities by checking local prices every 3 months on some 60 goods and services, from doctor visits to T-bone steaks. The group then run the numbers through a weighting system that gives more prominence to these, such as rent and mortgage bills. Of course, we need that. There's also a heavily weighted miscellaneous category that serves as a catch-all for everything from bowling prices to dry cleaning prices. If your ideal of the perfect date is using a 2-for-1 coupon on a Sunday matinee, click below to see the U.S. communities that offer the nation's lowest cost of living levels. There are 3 Texas entries, which are grouped. Each city source reflects how its living cost compares with the national average. For instance, a score of 90 means a community cost of living is 90% of the overall U.S. average. All local property prices are from Realtors.com, the National Association of Realtors' official property listing site, and excluded mobile homes. So let's start at number 10, the 10 cheapest cities in the world, Craig. So this one is going to Pyor Creek, or Yeah, Pyor Creek, Oklahoma. Of course, Oklahoma. The cost of living index is 86.3%. So Oklahoma, Southwest Missouri, Texas, these places are incredibly inexpensive. Fruit Ridge says, the whole selection of county has traditionally been a big part of our top 10 list. Located some 45 miles northwest of Tulsa, Pyro Creek boasts the national fifth cheapest cost for miscellaneous items at 12.3% below average and 28th best prices of health care. Wow. And at a 10.9% less than average. So big shout out to Pyro Creek, Oklahoma. They made the top 10 of the cheapest places to live. So the next one that we have is Pueblo, Colorado. Their cost of living is 86.2%. And the city features the nation's sixth lowest price for miscellaneous goods. So their miscellaneous goods is 12.8% below average, not above average. And let's go on. We got Conway, Arkansas, came in number 8. Ashland, Ohio, came in number 7. Temple, Texas, came in number 6. Admore, Oklahoma, came in number 5. And Fettyville, Arkansas, came in number 4. McAllen, Texas, came in number 3. Memphis, Tennessee, came in number 2. And, of course, we're going to get to our top one, which will be Harlan, Texas. Harlan, Texas, cost of living is 82.8%. The city in southern Texas, just 10 miles from the U.S.-Mexico border in America, cheapskate Mecca, with the cost of living of 17.2% below the national average. The city of some of 65,000 people, Harlan takes top honors mostly by virtue of having the nation's lowest cost, 79.5% of U.S. average for miscellaneous goods. Located about 130 miles south of Corpus Christie and 30 miles west of the Gulf of Mexico. Harlan also enjoys the fourth cheapest transportation cost, which is 83.8 of average, and places fifth for groceries cost, which is 16.6% below average. That's more than offset the city's relatively high utility costs. Yeah, their utilities is high, which clocks and at 102.1 of the national average. Well, there it is, you guys, the top 10 cheapest places to live. And, of course, Diva Ebony B is tweeting about it, so you can check out the link and whatnot for the cheapest places to live. But I'm really not surprised that Harlan, Mexico, let me make sure I got it right, Harlan, Texas, is make sure. Yeah, Harlan, Texas is the cheapest place to live because it's right there by the border, and you know people be getting murked out there, so nobody want to live there. What you think about that, right, Janaya?
I mean, I think that that's the issue. Like, these are places that most people don't live. They're not really diverse, to put it lightly. You know what I mean? So. You know, come on now, Oklahoma. So.
In Harlan, Texas, it's about 65,000 people who actually live there.
Wow.
Wow.
It's like, you think about that, and then you think about Chicago, you think about Jersey, you think about, you know, California, you're like 65,000 people. That's like a neighborhood, not neighborhood, but that's like not the main, a couple of neighborhoods is close to a million people, you know. It's a very small, small area. So, of course, it's expensive to live in It's 65,000 people as opposed to some odd million.
You already know that. Tonight, I want to thank you for tuning in. We're about to get out of here. Y'all make sure y'all keep God first, family second, and career third. And always, stay on your grind and get up early and educate and regulate this situation. Big shout out to Best Colleagues for making the top drop for me. We're about to get out of here, really.
It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva, Ebony B.
Come on.
It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva, Ebony B.
Come on.
Hey, Queen, go on to the phone. Hey, Queen, go on to the phone. Hey, Queen, what you do? Diva, Ebony B.
Come on.
Hey, Queen, gon' do some. Hey, Queen, gon' do some. Hey, Queen, what you do some? On the front line with Diva, Ebony B.
Come on.